USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge in Southern Texas on Friday ordered the Biden administration to stop granting new applications to the Obama-era immigration program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The order declared that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, was created in violation of the law and whose existence violates the law. But current recipients of DACA won't immediately have their status pulled as a result of the order, the judge noted. The wholesale price of beef was up some 40% in May compared to the average in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Curiously, however, there seems to be neither a shortage of beef nor a drop in demand. In fact, ranchers have so much cattle they struggle to get it off their hands, and meat packers, it appears, are running near capacity. This is USA Radio News.
Life Care provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call Life Care at 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594.
The push intensified Friday for President Joe Biden to meet with runaway Texas Democrats, while members of the group that fled Austin joined allies from the Virginia and Maryland state legislatures to stress the importance of passing federal voting legislation. In a passionate speech, Representative Sinfonia Thompson of Houston, dean of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus, asked, "Haven't we done enough?
If we can find ways to preserve the voting rights of persons we send in outer space, and give them the opportunity to cast a ballot in outer space, we ought to be able to be smart enough to resolve the issues if there are issues."
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to face questions on Saturday from members of the New York State Attorney General's office related to their investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him. The interview with Cuomo signals that the investigation could be nearing its final stages. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Investigators looking into the cause of the collapse of the Champlain Tower South in Surfside, the first images up close of debris being held as evidence that may help determine the cause of the tragedy. The National Institute of Standards and Technology said their work is now focused on ensuring information and evidence is identified, collected, and preserved.
We're going to be able to gather a lot of this information later to help serve our findings, help us determine what we see as the probable collapse mechanism.
As part of the evidence identification, the NIST team has collected columns, beams, and pieces of concrete slab from the June 24th collapse. All items that have been collected are currently being preserved by the Miami-Dade Police Department. A UN court has decided to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear. USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.